friends, and welcome back. On today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about leadership. Now, before you turn me off thinking that you're not a leader or that's not the particular role that you play in your career or on your job, I'm here to broaden your perspective or your view on what it means to be a leader. So even though when you hear that term leader or leadership, and maybe you don't manage people, or maybe you don't lead a team, or maybe you're not responsible for casting vision and doing all the other things that leader types do on their jobs, I'm here to tell you that you're still a leader. You're a leader in your family. You're a leader in your community. And even though you aren't doing those things or serving in that capacity formally on your job, you are still very much a leader. So as you look around the world right now, we can all see that things are just kind of falling apart. And my personal view of why that is happening is because we are losing this concept of leadership. So let me kind of walk you down the path of what it means to be a leader and how important it is to be a leader and what happens to society, to a group, to a team, to a family when there is no concept of leadership present. So when I refer to the concept of being a leader, it's funny, the word Napoleon came to mind, because when I was a kid, when you thought about leaders, you always thought about those kinds of people, you know, just with this extremely large presence that made some impact on humanity. And I'm going to ask you to broaden your view of that. The concept remains the same in that you are impactful and you do affect those around you. It may not be the entire humanity per se all at once, but the little things that you do matter in your community. So leadership simply means that I show up every day as my full self. I am an expanded being, meaning that I have the ability to do things beyond what is ordinary, what everyone else is doing. And in doing that, I have the capacity to affect other people. So whether you're doing that on a large scale and whether your name is written in a history book or not, leadership is still important, right? When you think of a leader, you think of someone that is effective, that is getting things done. They're accomplishing things. But at the same time, they have the ability to care about and enhance the lives of others. That is what I refer to when I talk about the concept of leadership, that you show up as this presence and you have the capacity to improve or affect the lives of other people in a positive way. Now, in order to do that, you got to care. That is one of the tenets of being a leader, is that you have to care. You have to care about what you're doing. You have to care about your effect on other people. You have to, I'm gonna extend this word care to be mindful. You have to care about how you're showing up in the world. And that is a quality that leaders are really lacking nowadays. I see people in the White House yelling profanity, and the Congress people are in the strip club and they're posting selfies of it and video clips. That's crazy to me. When I think of the concept of leader, it is someone that cares. So not only do you care about what you're doing, you care about other people, You care about how you're showing up in the world. You're just a very thoughtful person. That is a quality of being a leader. And in addition to that, you're effective. That is something else that we're missing in society nowadays. A lot of people are busy, but they're not effective. In other words, whatever you're getting involved in, there's some results there. Like, that is what leaders do. And when you're living life like that, and when you're having that kind of performance on your job and even in your family, people are going to respect you. They're going to pay attention. They're going to want to do what you're saying. They're going to want to follow you. And so that is what we're missing. And that is why you're seeing now Congress is trying to force people to do things and pass a law, this, that, that, that. When you're a leader, you don't have to do all of that efforting, right? Just your very presence is going to shape and change the environment and the people around you. And we don't have enough leaders. So you are a leader. You are a leader in your family. You are a leader on your job. You are a leader in your community. So what that looks like is you're showing up every day as your highest and best. And by your presence, by the way you show up, and even sometimes by your outward mentorship of those around you, your children, your co-workers, the people that report to you on your job. But by the way you show up, if it's not that direct mentorship, people are being inspired, right? When you're a leader, you're moving through the earth with just this air of, this is who I am, and this is also who you are, right? Leaders, by being their highest and best, it doesn't mean they're perfect, but by being their highest and best, they inspire other people to their highest and best. That is the quality of being a leader. So I wanted to talk about that today and encourage you to start to think of yourself in that capacity. How are you showing up when you are at your job and people are watching you? What are you adding to the environment to improve it? Are you the person that's always mad and always loud and always hollering and screaming and rebellious and talking about what you're not gonna do? Or are you showing up every day as a participant in something that is moving forward, right? Are you careful about what you're doing? Are you careful about the effect that you're having on your environment and the effect that you're having on other people? Are you, again, caring about others? Are you concerned about their well-being? Are you showing up to the environment, leaving others better than they were before you were there? Like, that's what it means to be a leader. And we all have the capacity to do that, no matter big or small. And as you do that, you can affect your family. You can affect your work environment. You can affect your neighborhood. You can affect your volunteer organization. Just everything around you should be made better by your presence. And that is what it means to be a leader. And that is exactly what you are.